God bless you all, and you know, lots of inspiration tonight, lots of wonderful sharings and testimonies. So, you know, with the wonderful sharings tonight and just the way that God's working in each individual, and it, you know, sometimes we, you have those believers that really cling to the negative side, or, you know, they really trust God, but they still cling to the negative side. And then you have those that trust God and they just go full force on the positive. And it is true. You know, we have to be very careful with what comes out of our mouth, what we declare. And, you know, Marie, thank you for mentioning Barbara. Me and Barbara have been very close friends for over 20 years now. And she used to fly here when little Jonathan was 1 or 2 years old. And she used to have a relaxing weekend here while Reiner took care of the baby, because there was a big gap between Ben and Jonathan. And she was around my age as well. And it was quite a few years ago now that she actually had a stroke. And, you know, we, as soon as I knew she'd had the stroke, I promised her that I would come to Germany on the day that she came home from the hospital, and which I did, and I stayed with her for around 8 days, and I walked the dog and I did all the little things, you know. We were very, very good friends. We'd laugh and joke, and I remember the one time, and I know Amber will remember this, when we all went to India as a group of about 16 women, with Beatrice and Preet and many, many others, Siri as well, and Britt and Ida, Elizabeth, you know, and Lawrence. As we were leaving, Lawrence said to me, "Now you've got Amber with you and you've got all these women and you take good care of all of them." And I'm like, "Well, who takes care of me?" And he went, "God will take care of you. You just take care of all the women." So, you know, and it was a wonderful trip. I know that Amber really seen God move in her life. We shared a room, and she told me one night, you know, "When I go home, I'm giving up my job." She said, "God's just urging me to give up my job." And I knew she would face, you know, opposition when she got home. So I said, "If you were, you know, without a doubt, because it'll sit perfect in your heart." And she did, and God opened many great doors for her once she made that decision. And then we went on this safari trip, and Lawrence said, "Kim, you're all wasting your money." It was about 2,000 rupees, I think, which is around £20. He said, "Me and the lads done that safari trip. We didn't see a bloody thing." Well, you know, when we go on safari, us ladies, we saw everything. There was crocodiles. We were in like this tree trunk, and they've carved it out, and we're all sat in it, and there's these crocodiles swimming around us. And I'm actually messaging Lawrence saying, "Well, we're just about to cross into the safari, and there's crocodiles coming up out of the water." You know, we're in a little tree stump that they've carved out, and these crocodiles could just eat us at any point. And as we get across, we're going through, and well, we saw everything.
Then I told you not to bother, didn't I?
He told us not to bother. But then Amber really wanted to see the elephants, which as we've gone through, they said, "Oh no, it's probably not possible today." And Amber said, "Well, I know what God's going to do for me." And anyway, we carried on through this safari, and we were in these jeeps, and all of a sudden, little did we know, but it was mating call for the rhinos. And there was this huge rhino, like, just come across. We were in the first jeep, me and Amber, and just walked across our path. And all of a sudden, it's like gone into the grass. But you can hear this noise, and it's like a machine gun. Well, the guy that was driving our jeep, he literally, well, I can't swear on here, but he did crap himself. And he's flown our jeep forward. And as our jeep's gone forward, we've looked behind us, and there's the female crossed in front of us. But then all of a sudden, as our jeep's gone forward, the male has come. And it took one look at our jeep and thought, not touching that one. But it suddenly turned and started chasing the jeep that Barbara and Siri and Beatrice was in. And this rhino is going full pelt now. And I remember that it was Barbara that actually said, back off in the name of Jesus Christ. And that rhino stopped in its stead. Instantly. I mean, it was literally inches from, like, attacking their jeep. And it was all open. It was like a proper... there was no cover or anything. But this rhino was going for them. And, you know, then as she said that, I think Siri said something as well, and this rhino just went into the bush. But now the guides of our jeep and the jeep behind us, they are scared. They are so scared. I mean, I don't think they've seen an animal on these safaris at all. You know, but everything comes to light when God's kids are around. And, you know, we were really believing to see some animals, you know. I've been married 35 years. I want to prove my husband wrong all the time I do. So I'm like, come on, God, bring these animals. You know, I want to be able to message him and say, yeah, we saw animals. We didn't waste our rupees or anything. But, you know, and then it was Sheila Hitchcock, actually. After this, she went shopping one day and she found these little rhinos. And she posted one to me and one to Barbara. And it just brings back hilarious memories, actually, because, you know, a lot of people were scared. We had a lot of things on that trip, you know, even when it came to Siri wanting to go to the toilet. And I said to her, oh, it's all safe here. You're fine here. You just go here. And as we get to the next village, this lady stands up to give testimony because there was this family of tigers. And they basically live where I told Siri it was safe. And they've been taking animals and taking people and, you know, and then everybody's looking at me. But, see, it's amazing, actually, because when you're not afraid of something or when you don't know something serious is going to happen or could happen, you're oblivious. So you are truly fearless.
Yeah.
So when I said to Siri, I'm thinking of, like, her going here. So we're in a park, and I say to her, well, there's no toilets here, but you'll be fine by that tree. I mean, we got no deadly animals here in this country. And I'm thinking very similar to her in Nepal. And then afterwards, I was thinking, oh, I wonder why those houses are right up there on stilts. I mean, the clues were all there, but we were just fearless. We were oblivious to it. Until the lady gave testimony, and then all the eyes were on me like, oh, yes. But see, God kept us all safe, and we did have a wonderful trip, and we made wonderful memories. And, you know, Barbara really loved God. She loved her gardening. I'll never forget, she wanted to come over to buy an English rose to plant in her garden, and we went to the garden centre, and I think she must have looked at about 100 roses that day until she chose the one that she wanted, and she even took it back on the plane. She actually took it out of the pot and put it in a plastic bag so they could see that it was just a rose bush. But she loved her family, and she loved being a part of all the fellowships, the trips to India, the trips here. I mean, she helped a lot when we did the youth camps and all that, so she will be greatly missed. And I know that for the last few years she's had a very hard time, but she, like Lawrence shared, she was a fighter. She was friends to many of us. You know, 20 years is a long time when you share rooms with people and you fellowship. And you know, I go to her house, she came to my house, and you know, and I, even when COVID hit, I promised I would get to see her, and unfortunately, you know, that didn't happen. But we all know that when Christ returns, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and there is always a sting in death. But you know, I know what a wonderful person she was, and just the love that she had for God's people and for anyone that crossed her path, really. You know, we always had fun and we had laughs and jokes, and she just really was on my level. We just really clicked really well. And so, you know, she will be sadly missed within the body. And I'm just very glad she's at peace now. And I won't be that long, and Christ comes back and we'll be spending an eternity together. You know, the actual reassurance that she did have Christ in her, like Madeline was sharing earlier, you know. That's what brings the comfort. And so, you know, none of us know the day, the time, or the hour when we take our last breath, but that's why it's important to make the most of each day and to live life to the fullest. And, you know, we're not to be fearful of that time, we're not to be fearful of life, but we are to live life like it's our last day, enjoying it. That's what God wants. He wants us to enjoy each day with Him. You know, as we build that relationship, as we get closer to Him, and we allow that Christ within us to really rule and reign, so that we can make a difference, not just to our own lives, but to those around us. And making us the example to others, that's the important part. You know, that people see that there's something different, that we have Christ in us and the ability to love life, love people, to make a difference in this world. You know, as I've often said, you know, it's like a dog-eat-dog world. You know, people will climb over you to get to the top. You know, but we just go out there with just pureness of heart. As Danny was sharing earlier, you know, about his work. You know, he made a difference many years ago when he first started. You know, they saw something in him, and yet now they're looking for Tylers, and lo and behold, Danny's name comes to the guy's mind, because he once seen, never forgotten. When we go there with a heart of pureness, we stand out amongst all the other people, and people see it. They see the difference, and it never leaves them. The words that we speak never leave them. You know, it's not that we do it in our own ability, because we don't know what they need to hear, but we speak on behalf of God. We speak on behalf of the God Almighty. How important role is that? You know, and when we speak those words, we are believing that those words are going to touch that person's life and change it. You know, do a whole 360 degree. You know, they could be a very negative person, and then you speak the word and you show them, like somebody shared earlier about in the beginning. You know, God created, and He said, let there be light. Well, you say, let that mountain move. Get out of the way, mountain. Get out of the way, problems. Get out of the way, health. You know, I have great health. I have a great job. I have a great family. I have great work. I have a great abundance. That's what you're confessing. And you're confessing constantly. You know, you don't allow the adversary to trick you out. We don't fall into the trap that when someone talks negative, somebody in work the other day said something about, the price of electric and gas or something. And straight away I thought, I'm not going down that road. I'm definitely not going down that road, because I tried to save, remember? And we ended up freezing our butts off here. So, you know, I thought, I'm not going down that road. And I said, yeah, but, you know, you won't really notice it. You really won't notice it. You know, we're coming into summer now. So, you know, as quick as the adversary tries to attack us with the negatives, God's already in there with the positives. You know, He shall supply all our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He shall, without a doubt, supply all our needs. So we have no fears, worries, or doubts. You know, we just go to God with whatever the situation is. We believe Him, and He takes care of it. And that's how simple it is. You know, just as simple it was to say to Siri, oh, you just go to the toilet here, you're fine here. And it's Tiger Country. Like, I didn't know, but We didn't have no ifs or buts. There was no fear. There was no doubts. You know, we just, I just said, you will be fine here. And I, and as I spoke it, she was fine. You know, so whatever the situation is, you will be fine. God has never put you in a situation that you can't handle, you know. And it's only the men like Lawrence that dig the deeper holes and dig themselves even deeper down, you know, with their words sometimes. And then he has to get a shovel and shovel himself back out. No, I'm only joking. You know, so we just really want to be mighty ambassadors, and I want to say what a wonderful night it was here, and this it truly is a night to remember Barbara, and also to keep her two boys, Benjamin and Jonathan, well, Jonathan it was, but in your prayers, because they are two fabulous boys too, and obviously it's a very sad time. They've lost their dad a couple of years ago, and now they've lost their mum. So you know, the adversary is, you know, really seeking whom he may devour. So we stay sharp, guys. You know, we stay close with God, and we allow him to work within us both to will and do with his good pleasure. And, you know, we back that adversary off, and we know that when Christ comes back, we'll spend an eternity with our loved ones that have passed away or have fallen asleep. And, you know, that's not the end. God has a plan. Like Danny was sharing, God has a master plan. And we will all be together, and what a day of rejoicing that will be. So, good night and God bless, and I'll hand you back to Lawrence.